The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Christian recording artist and speaker Tammy Trent recently traveled to Africa with Life's Mission Team, but was not prepared for what she saw.
I remember coming around that corner and I literally, I couldn't speak because I had never been up close to something like that.
Find out what strengthened her commitment to help save children's lives in Africa, next on Life Today.
Thank you so much for joining us on this very special program. I'm Betty and this is James.
Well, we've got a friend that most of you know, and those of you who appreciate the Women of Faith conferences know what a blessing Tammy has been any time that you've been there when she was there. She has a CD that's called Stronger. And you know, you've got to know something about strength when you lose your husband and the marriage has not been that long, and now it's been 10 years. Since her husband, Trent, drowned doing what he was really qualified and gifted to do, and that's swim and dive, and she lost him. But boy, she didn't lose the strength to endure. As a matter of fact, what Tammy is going to ask you to do, what she just did when she went to the mission field in Africa, as she has been before and represented the outreaches of Life many times, she's going to ask you to just share life and share his love and his strength. And we want to bless you, but I want you to listen to her heart. And Tammy, Betty and I are just thrilled to see you. We watch
you
represent
you so
the Lord so beautifully on the mission field. And Betty and I know how difficult it is to go to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? You've been before. You knew how difficult it was. Why would you go back?
Oh, because for me, it's so life-giving. And, you know, you send me there to represent your ministry, and I long to capture the hearts of these children and these families, and I think it's just such a privilege. And it is a lot of work, but I love it because I am truly serving not only a huge, big, living God, but I'm serving these precious families, and especially the children, in the way of being able to tell their story to a world that can do something, to people that could change their life. And in very simple ways. And, you know, I want to see it firsthand so that when I get a chance to come back, I can say, this is really real. This is believable. This isn't just pictures that you see in a magazine. Like, I got to hold these babies, these children that on this trip were simply dying because they had no food. And that, to me, broke my heart than probably any other trip I've been on, because it seemed like a very simple solution was just food for them. It wasn't waterborne illness on this trip that I saw, although that was all around me. But what I was focused on was these precious little babies that were dying because they had nothing to eat.
I want you to just take a glimpse and let our viewers see just a few moments of what you were seeing and the observations. Then I want us to talk about it. And don't for a moment turn away. I mean, if there's inside of you any kind of a desire to be able to make a difference where a difference can be made, and it's not just wishful thinking, I want you to watch. But no, this is not futility. This is not the unreachable star or the impossible dream. This is reality. This is the difference you can make right now. Just look.
We need to save these children. There is a desperate need here. These children are dying because they have no food. There are children all around here that do not get food every day. These children are severely malnourished. There's something we have to do, or we will lose more children. There's a solution to their problems, and it just seemed really, really simple. Food in a little bowl. Mission feeding, This is where life begins. God bless you.
Oh, the plastic bowls like this. And you know, really, so many of those little children you were even looking at, and then you just seemed to be so happy to put that warm, very thick soup mix or porridge in that bowl. And you said life begins. For them it does, because it's just been a matter of living day to day, and many of them are on their way out rather than coming into life. I think our viewers have every reason to wonder, Tammy, when you see the need and you see what the missionaries are doing and what people like us who are on television, we try to do our part, does it really, really work?
Absolutely. And I think that was the amazing part of the trip for me, was to see it in action. And then I also got to be a part of it, and I got to see that it did work, that it mattered, that it was changing the lives of these little children. You know, that little bowl, just to maybe us in America, is just another little bowl we throw under the counter and it's a Tupperware thing or whatever. To them, it's a treasure, it's a possession. You know, like they hung on to, when I handed them those bowls, it was just, you could see in their eyes, like, you know, if they could speak a million words, if they had every brilliant thing to say, they would have said it. But all they could do was just look at me, and that connection that we had as I turned and just handed this bowl to them. And I knew I was handing life to them, literally life. And like you heard in that little clip, it was like I almost felt speechless myself. Like, where are the brilliant words for me? All I could say was like, God bless you. God bless you, you know, each time. And but they were so patient. They were precious. They stood in that line forever as I took my time, you know, looking at each one of them. And then what they did was so amazing to me, is they'd find a little spot under a tree, and you'd see their little baby brother or sister come, and they would sit there and begin to share their food with these precious little ones that weren't even strong enough to stand in a line to wait for a bowl. It just, it reminded me of how selfish my own life is, and not because maybe I'm purposely living a selfish life, but it just reminded me of what's really important in life. Again, these trips can't help but do that. And so I have a chance to come over here and say, yes, this does work back in America. Yes, everybody who's ever watching, whether it is Canada, the UK, Australia, wherever, it does work. This mission feeding program absolutely does work. And it starts with us doing something. Everything's in place. That's the beauty of what I saw. Everything's in place. They are ready to go. Sometimes we sow into some ministry and we think, oh, it's gonna take years to build a building and build the staff and then the praise and worship team. And gosh, I'm not gonna see the fruits for a long time, but they're in place. They're ready to go. All we need is you. We need people. We need people to sow into this ministry because they're ready to go. And today it could change and save a life.
Yeah, and you were talking about when you, Hannah, you see the bowls and expressions on their face. Yeah. I feel like there's, instead of saying, like we tend to do because we have plenty, you know, we have so much, we'll say, that's mine.
Yeah.
They say, this is, I feel like their hearts are saying, this is mine? I get to keep this? But what's more important is what we're able to put in the bowls.
Yes.
But exactly. we couldn't do that at all if just ourselves. We have to have those that really want to help us save the lives of these children, because they're the innocent. They really are.
You know, she's talked about everything being in place. What you know, that references is that is the in place being the missionaries, who oftentimes have left all the comfort of a nice life somewhere. Many of the people come from Portuguese-speaking countries. Some will come from other countries where they speak the language of that particular area, and many of them are trained to speak the dialect at the mission base near Johannesburg that we undergird, so they can talk their language. But these people have left everything to plant the life and love of God in the midst of suffering.
Yes.
And they, the only limit, because see, they're in place, and they have found the need. Mm. I mean, they have found the suffering and the pain and the hunger and the malnutrition. This is the beautiful thing, Tammy. You know, you can feed three children. We, all of us, and Betty and I feed as many as we can. Continue. We love it. We've loved it for 20 years. We've been doing it because we said that's our part in God's heart. And then inviting you to take part in the heart of God and putting His arms of love around people. We can feed three children for the next months for $30. Five with a $50 gift and 10 with a $100 gift. So it's amazing, you know, what we can do. So the only limit is whether or not the missionaries have the ability to put something in the bowl to meet the need of all those children.
That's right.
That's the only limit.
That's right. And you know what? It's not that. It's not unreachable. It's not something so enormous that you give up because you think, oh, I'll never make a dent. You absolutely will. And I think that's the beauty of the opportunity that I had to go over there. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to do something. And that's why I'm here today, because I believe in this and I myself am doing something. And, you know, I think we all are called to do something. And I use this so much over there where, you know, my life has been blessed to be a blessing to somebody. And especially a little child that looked at me and just said, can you do something for me? Can you? And I just looked at all of them. I thought, I can. And I shouted, I will. I will do something. And that's why I'm here, because I'm doing something and I'm asking you to do something with us.
I want to show all of you one of the most moving moments, I'm sure, that Tammy will tell you. Maybe one aspect become a little surprise to her here in a minute, but I do want to mention this to you. She said, I want to give everybody one of my CDs, Stronger. I want to make that as a gift to anyone who will make any gift, whatever God puts on earth, to help you feed those children, James,
yes,
to provide them life. I want to do that. And then I do want to remind you also that we're sending God's kingdom in you for the gift God puts on your heart. And you can get it on not only with the study guide, but also on CD or DVD. We want to be a blessing to you, because we can live in His presence in the present and reveal His love to a world that He said, if you'll just lift me up, I'll draw them to myself. We need to demonstrate it. Don't just proclaim the gospel or the word, but love in word and deed. And that's what we're doing here. We're asking you to help do it. The number's already there on the screen in your mind, even as you're going to watch another setting that I know Tammy's going to kind of be taken back to a moment. Very precious, and I know her prayers have been focused in this area even since she left. But I want you to be thinking, what can I do? What's my part in the heart of God? How can I put His arms of love around those little hungry children and pull them up close? Well, you can do it. And I really hope, if there's any way you can put your arms around 100 kids or 10 kids, do it. But hey, don't overlook 1, 2, or 3. I want you to watch this.
Hi, baby. My baby, my baby. Precious, precious. Here's a story of Lucia, who is 9 months old. I'd never seen anything like that, you know? Up close, I never got to hold a baby like that. She'd only weighed like just a little over 6 pounds, and she was starving to death. You know, I never want to speak death, but to be honest with you, I think it moved me so much, because I don't know how much longer that baby has to live. There are hundreds of children that I met this week that are in that same circumstance, or they're heading there. Every 6 seconds, a child dies from malnutrition. This is real. This is absolutely real. Could I change that? Could we change that?
Oh, I, you know, you were talking about how much you wanted to hold and what it meant to hold a little child. Just think how much it means to God. And I want to show you something. This is one of the missionaries got that little string bracelet. I want to bring it back to you. That was on her arm.
That's precious.
And, I want you to go ahead and take that with you. You know, you go somewhere to talk or sing, but just maybe show people what was on a little child that just said, would you take me by the hand? Would you, God, I really hope you understand something. It's really important that you understand this. You're just as important to God as Lucia. That's why we try to bring the grace and love and presence of God to you. God wants to hold you. That's why we're trying to help you understand God's kingdom in you, how much He loves you. And I want you to understand that when you you become involved in the lives of others, it's just, you've just received the involvement of God more in your own life. You've welcomed Him in as you release His character and His love. You know, Tammy, I've prayed many, many times that we could tell everybody about Jesus' love, but I've also prayed that that we would be able to get everybody watching us to become an expression of His love, you know, where everybody does something for someone.
Yes.
And we just showed you a few someones, and a little child representing some of that, little Lucia. She represented a lot of little kids.
She sure did.
A lot of babies.
Yes, she sure did, and I saw it so often. And, you know, I remember coming around that corner, and I literally, I couldn't speak because I had never been up close to something like that, a little baby that was so close to death. You know, and to think that there really was something that I could do, that we could do to change the circumstances of her life. She could be the next president.
Absolutely.
She could be and will be, I believe, something brilliant and amazing. But it broke my heart like never before. And even to think that this little thing fit her, you know, her little body, and it's just like the size of my thumb. It was very moving. And thank you again for the privilege of going on such a trip, and I pray that it impacts people to realize that we can't live in a place of hesitation. We always think somebody else is going to take care of stuff, but you know what? Today is a moment that we have. God has given us this moment together, this time together. It's no accident that people landed on this station today and that are viewing this and catching a vision with us today. It's not by accident. So the challenge is to not live in a place of hesitation, like to do something about it now, because that little girl, she might only have one breath left. So we have a chance to do something in this one breath of life right now.
Well, one of the things that really, I think, as I was watching that situation that you were there, was you said every 6 seconds,
yes,
a life is taken away, a baby dies. That's a lot of babies that we could make the difference in. We could if we had the food for them.
Yes.
To reach out and save their little lives and give them an opportunity, like you said. We don't know the plans that God would have for these little ones.
That's exactly right.
You know, I'm asking you as as directly as I can. And you know, one of the things that comes to my mind when I pray, and God's really called me to spend a lot of time in prayer, He's let me know that's no small thing, that it's bigger than all the preaching I'll ever do, because I do pray. And I found out you're on God's heart. When I heard His heart, and I found out the suffering are on God's heart. And I found out that He wants to express His life first to you, His love, and then through you. And that the only way we can leave His holy, transforming footprints on planet Earth is to live in the transforming power of His love and release His life. And that is what we ask you to do. It's what Tammy went all the way, as we have, to the ends of the earth, to just to see need, not need that we merely grieve over, but needs, listen to me, that can only be legitimately met with a compassion connection. That's why you've got to understand the what is called redistribution of the wealth. Take and distribute maintains powerful postures, enables people to make promises that can never be adequately fulfilled without depleting the possibility of legitimately meeting any need. And so when we talk to you about divine kingdom principles, it's in order to not only see needs met, but for your needs to be met, and for you to recognize the difference in needs and desires, and allow God to direct and meet them legitimately in His love and power. So when we ask you to help others, don't ever think we're not thinking about you. That's why we want you to get the teaching series, God's Kingdom in You, Living in His Presence in the Present. That's why Tammy says, I want to bless you with the music and the ability God's given me to inspire you. Yeah. We're asking you to do, and I ask you as directly, if I can reach out and take your hand, if I could take that little bracelet and say, this represents thousands of little children, would you take three? Mm-hmm. Would you be the answer to that mother's heart cry for her baby? Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute. Would you be the answer to God's heart cry in behalf of the suffering? Your heart should leap with joy at the possibility of knowing I can meet that need. I can be an answer to that mother's prayer. I can give that little baby a chance at life by not just telling them how much God loves them and about the life of God, but showing them. I can reveal Him. Let these good works and deeds glorify the Father in heaven and lift Jesus up by my actions, not just my talk. I'm asking you to reach out and really touch someone's love right now, please. As a matter of fact, I pray when you go to the phone and you take your bank card or you call and say, I'm mailing a check, make it to Life because that's what you're giving. And I'm putting it in the mail today. I'm going to feed 10 kids or 100 kids or 3 kids or 5, whatever you can do. 30, 50, or 100 feeds 3, 5, or 10. $1,000 will feed 100. I don't know what you can do, but do it. And you race to the phone and just, I hope you do get a busy. But I pray to God you're so determined, if I have to call all day, because I'm going to be an answer to that heart cry. I'm going to answer that prayer. And you make the gift God puts on your heart. Go do it. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and you make the gift God put on your heart. You are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. And don't you ever wonder, are these missionaries going to tell these people in their language so they can understand how much God loves them and that Jesus is the way to life? You better know it, but they're going to have shown them before they tell them. Mm-hmm. They're going to show them the love of God. Mm-hmm. Would you enable them to do that? Father, I pray there wouldn't be a single person watching that could help in any way that wouldn't help in some way. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Run to the phone. Go online, lifetoday.org. You make the gift God put on your heart. We want to send you. Tammy said, I'm giving this. Mm-hmm. To just say thanks for any gift, whatever you can do, stronger. Because you talk about making people stronger, you'll give them a chance. We're going to send you the series that Beth Moore and Betty and I did on God's kingdom in you. And you get, for any gift, you're going to get the CDs. You get a study guide. If you make a gift of $125, we want to send you the DVDs. And we'll be giving 25 bowls. These heat-resistant bowls along with the soup mix and the food. And we thank you for that. If you could help us care for 100 children, I want to bless you with a beautiful bronze of the heart of the Father. Incredible demonstration of how He reaches out to all of us. And then we show people how He's reaching out. Are you making that call? I pray with all my heart you will. What a difference you're going to make.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 500,000 children throughout remote areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Southern Africa facing its worst conditions and food shortage in more than 2 decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the God's Kingdom in You audio series and companion scripture guide. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. With your gift of $125 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide. As a bonus, we'll also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline. finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, and be sure to request the beautiful new Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online.
Whatever God impresses you to do, it's so important. And I repeat, if you should get a busy, it just simply means that you're increasing the limit, the ability to touch more. And we've got a 500,000 children already in place. Somebody's got to take 3, 5, or 10. Please don't think my gift's not important. Some of you have never helped us with this before. I pray you will, and we're anxious to send you God's kingdom in you. Really going to bless you. And then Tammy says, "Send. I want to give this to those of you who help give life." It's her beautiful CD, Stronger. Incredible songs. Mm-hmm. Tammy, we just thank you for going. Anything you want to?
Gosh, you know what I love? I'm sitting here. I'm so overwhelmed, honestly. But you know, we're prayerful that people will partner with us and to take care of these children, these families. But what I love is as we're explaining the need there, you're so willing to pour into their lives too. It's not like, here's the need, forget about you. I love that, just sitting here listening to that, because we have such needs too, you know? And so we're not diminishing that, the need of the people as well. And because of that, you're like, we want to sow into your life too. As you sow into somebody else's life to bring life, we want to bring life to you. You are not alone in your circumstances today. It might not be well with your circumstances, but somehow it can be well with your soul. And I think in these moments when we take a deep breath and say, God, what can I do? I mean, I think that's when you begin to open up and God begins to pour something into your life that could change everything in your life. So that's the thing today. That's the challenge, to take that one step and to say, God, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do something beautiful. Can you do something beautiful with my life? And I believe He will. And I believe that day is today for you as well. God is up to something. When you think the devil's done something or he's up to something, don't forget that God is up to something greater in your life. What He meant for bad, God is going to turn that around in your life, and you're going to see great fruit in your life because you've continued to pour and plant seeds around people in your life. And if you haven't done that, I would challenge you to begin to do it, because when you begin to plant, you will begin to see things grow in your life.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing I said to you today was, we love you. How can we pray for you? And that's what we feel about you.
Yes.
And she's so right. Such a joy and a blessing to share life with you. Together to share it. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.